Coach's Insight programs continue here tonight on CARE Radio. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined now by Morehill Mounts Academy football coach. That is Zach Fredrickson. And it's brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, let's put a bow on 2024. You're entering your fourth year at the helm of the program, but a 4-5 year in 2024, I guess, put a bow on it. You know, when you look back on it, just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways from what was year three for you at the helm.
Yeah, you know, I looked at last year as a year of growth. You know, the prior season we went 0-9, so a pretty good jump to 4-5. I felt, you know, we could have done better. We lost a couple close games. You know, at times didn't execute and, you know, didn't do what we were wanting, but the growth was there and our goal is to continue that into this year. I'd say, you know, 2024 is a good year. You know, we saw lots of improvement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, going into your fourth year, you were part of the staff before you took over as the head coach. So year five total, year four leading the program. I guess we'll go here. What's it like going into year four, looking at this senior class and seeing that development and all the strides that they have made from when you first started when they were freshmen?
Yeah, it's kind of special, you know. This is my first group like that, so it's kind of neat that I did see them in and kind of, you know, watch them develop, grow as young men. And it's been cool to see them not only become better football players, but just better men. You know, we try to preach that to them, and, you know, they've been great leaders, great football players. You know, they've been leading our team, you know, since they were sophomores. A lot of them were thrown in the fire, so now, you know, we saw a lot of success with this group last year, and I think they're going to have even more this year.
15 returning letter winners, 6 returning starters on both sides of the ball as we head into week one, which will be at Jefferson County North on Friday night, which we'll have here, right here on CARE Radio. We'll dive into them momentarily. But what would you say maybe is the biggest strength of your team coming back here?
Oh, I think just, you know, my upperclassmen. We have, you know, our roster is small this year. We have about 21, 22 kids, and 16 of them are juniors and seniors. So we have a lot of older guys. I think experience and, you know, physical age helps a lot in football. I think all around, you know, we have experience on the line. We have 3 returning starters there. We have a lot of receiver and DB experience. We're returning all of them. And then we have, you know, good experience at the linebacker position. So all around the field, we have pretty good experience.
Boy, Class 1A, it is loaded once again, and 4 of your first 5 games are against teams that you could argue could make a run to the end of this thing. JCN, right out the gate, they return a heavy dose from what they had a year ago, in which was a winning season. They seem to always just produce and win there. You know, they're 2 years removed from making it to a state championship game. Jackson Heights, no need to explain, they're going to be right in the mix. Riverside's going to be in the mix, and then you see Centralia in the beginning of October. So this stretch, right out the gate, you're really going to find out a lot about your team.
Yeah, you know, it's a big test, right? Like you said, 4 of the 5 better programs in the area and even the state. So, you know, we don't want it easy. Football is a hard game, and when you get tested, you know who you are. You know what you need to improve on. So, yeah, we get a good test for 5 weeks and, you know, got to see where we are after that and then, you know, try to make a playoff push and, you know, get through that. But our biggest goal is, you know, stay healthy, just like any other 1A team. That directs a lot of your success, and especially with our 21, 22 guys, that's definitely a big key here for us. A
couple more minutes here. Zach Fredrickson joining us, Morehill Mounts Academy football coach here in our week one at Coach's Insight program on CARE Radio. All right, JCN, the opponents in week one on Friday night. This was one of the better week one games we had in the area last year. You guys were able to get that win 22-20. Not sure if you take a ton away from that one last year in terms of the preparation here for 2025, but what's the initial thoughts on JCN here in the season opener?
Oh, yeah, you know, they're a great program. They got a bunch of good kids. You know, Jeff does a great job over there. So, yeah, they're just a good program. They do a lot of good things. You know, they're returning, like you said, quite a bit of guys. So, you know, you kind of know what they have, other than, you know, the year of development they've got. But, you know, I don't put too much in from that game last year, maybe some stuff later in the year and just what we've seen on some film. I think, you know, they're probably not going to sway away from what they've had success with before.
Yeah, no doubt. When we talk about keys, give us a few. What's kind of the expectation for the week one game here tomorrow night, and just what's it going to take to get a win here to start 1-0?
Yeah, you know, we need to execute on offense. I think last year, you know, we were pretty up and down on that side of the ball. Defensively, you know, we need to read our keys, do our job, stay in position, and, you know, contain their run game. They're pretty run heavy. They have a lot of success with that. So if we can contain that and slow that down, I think that's a big key for us.
There it is. That is Morehill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us. Finally here, the football season has arrived, and from Morehill, they'll take on Jefferson County North in the opener tomorrow night. Catch that one right here on CARE Radio with Tom Couts on the call. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We appreciate it. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you ahead of week two next week.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.